Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, the day after her birthday.
Hallelujah.
We trust you had a great July 4th. Here's a question, and today we're going to take out the trash.
Yeah.
Would you allow a neighbor to walk into your... We've asked this before. Would you allow a neighbor to walk into your living room and dump the entire contents of their garbage can in the middle of your floor? Of course not. Yeah, way too many believers are allowing their neighbors, friends, family to dump negative thinking and harmful conversation into their thought processes, or if you prefer, their mental living room. So let's talk about seven ways to deal effectively with mental and spiritual garbage. Number one, garbage attracts pesky critters and parasites. Have you ever put a garbage can out the night before, only to wake in the morning and find your garbage scattered in the street, maybe even on your neighbor's lawn? The culprit, in our experience, has been a pesky critter, looking to benefit from what somebody else has or what they've done. Our garbage cans have been toppled by everything from big dogs to small raccoons. And I remember we were together. No, I think it was just me. Anyhow, visiting some friends in Colorado on a hunting trip where I saw a black bear turn over a garbage can. I watched from the car.
I hope.
If you've ever been to a landfill or garbage dump, you'll find a wide assortment of small pest critters like rats, roaches, even vultures.
Yuck.
Upon closer examination, get ready for another yuck. Upon closer examination in the garbage can or landfill, you'll also find maggots, flies, and other creepy crawly things nearly invisible to the natural eye. You ever wondered how flies could find waste something dead so rapidly? I read recently where a fly can detect a dead animal and find it within 3 minutes. Mice and rats, which also enjoy the garbage, enter our holes through breaches in the walls or move about in the cover of darkness.
So that's not, we would say, the kind of stuff you want to have in your mind.
That's exactly right. On a spiritual parallel, these pesky critters can enter your spiritual home through the breaches in your faith or your obedience or lack thereof to God's word. And yet sometimes they even carry diseases. People don't want mice, rats, and critter problems in their homes. They just need to empty the garbage that's been living in their mental house, close the holes in the wall, and the spiritual breaches to keep the thoughts and actions out of negative and even sometimes evil thoughts.
Number two, garbage stinks. When you go to lift the lid off your garbage can to throw a bag in, generally you catch a less than fragrant whiff or sometimes a disgusting odor that might even make you say, P.U., what is that? It stinks. When garbage begins to stink, it means that it's been around too long and it needs to be disposed of in a more timely manner. It's amazing that what once had been delightful and delicious smell, and it can turn into an unsavory one and something is repulsively, ugh. The best way I know to do it. If there's something in our lives that stinks, maybe the relationship we had is dead. Maybe it's been compromised, which means that, we're still trying to make it work, but it doesn't work. Women, let me tell you that if a man has a real encounter with Jesus, he's not going to change no matter. Maybe, let me put it this way. The women that out there, if a man does have an encounter with Jesus, then he's going to change and he's going to become sincere about the forgiveness in his life. But if he has not, and that's the key, you definitely do not want to be yoked with an unbeliever. And you can't take the chance in what we call missionary dating, hoping, praying that he'll change. He needs to change first. Make sure that you find someone in your life and can put your love into someone who knows the Lord God, and you know that he knows him, and his first love is to be with the Lord. And otherwise, truly, you're inviting garbage into your life. And then on another frame, in the job, if you didn't get the raise or the bonus or the promotion you thought you wanted or needed and were really counting on, be sure that resentment and anger doesn't turn into mental garbage in your mind. God is the one who keeps the books, I promise you. In Ephesians 4, verse 22 in the Message Bible, it says, everything, and I do mean everything, connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through.
Number three, garbage festers. How about this? A woman's morning prayer. Dear Lord, so far of the day I'm doing all right. I have not gossiped, lost my temper, been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or self-indulgent. I have not whined, grumbled, cursed, or eaten chocolate. I have not overcharged my credit card. But I'm going to get out of bed in a few minutes, and I'm going to need a lot more help after that.
We just found that on a page that happened to do with women. But same thing applies to men in
a different way. Well, that, honey, I think we agree that story is funny and sad.
That's true.
Guilt, anger, resentment, blame, anxiety, grumbling, and envy are emotions that don't have a shelf life. These seven things will cause rot and decay in your personal life and affect those around you, especially the ones you love. Interestingly enough, guilt, anger, resentment, blame, anxiety, grumbling, and envy form an acronym for the word garbage. Let's look at it. G, guilt. Psalm 32:5, the Living Bible. Until I finally admit all my sins to you and stop trying to hide them, I said to myself, I will confess them to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone.
Amen. A, anger. Ephesians 4, verse 26 in the Living Bible says, if you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still angry. Get over it quickly. And believe me, quickly is better than nursing it and then having to pull out a whole root.
Or tear down a stronghold.
That's it.
R, resentment. Mark 11:25 Classic Amplified. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him and let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop.
B, blame. Hosea 4, verse 4 in the Living Bible says, this is God's judgment, Hosea's judgment through from God. Don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame to him. Look, priest, I am pointing my finger at you.
A, anxiety. 1 Peter 5:7, Classic Amplified. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
G, grumbling. Philippians 2, verse 14 in the Classic Amplified says, do all things without grumbling and fault-finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves.
Wow. E, envy. James 3:16, Classic Amplified. For wherever there is jealousy envy, contention, rivalry, and selfish ambition. There will be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and all sorts of evil and vile practices.
Wow.
These seven characteristics of garbage need to be dealt with effectively. And the only way to do that is through the word and forgiveness. Colossians 3:13, New International Version. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And the next verse, Colossians 3:14, New Living Translation. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
Number four, garbage does not improve with time. You know, there is an old saying that some things get better with time. Well, that's definitely not true of garbage, natural or spiritual. The longer it takes a person to deal with natural garbage, the worse it smells and the greater potential it has for parasites to take root and grow and become a breeding ground. It's producing an unhealthy environment. And boy, the same thing is true on the spiritual side. And this has to do a lot with relationships. A snide remark or an unkind wisecrack making someone, especially someone that you care about, the brunt of an unkind joke can often escalate into an argument, and an argument escalates into fights, and there's no winners, only emotional losers. A fight can escalate into a feud, and if it's left unchecked and not dealt with, it can lead to guilt and anger and resentment and blame and anxiety, grumbling, and envy. It could go on and on. I mean, that is the whole point of it, especially between spouses. But the beginning of these hatreds moves into all other kinds of sins. Yeah, Galatians 5:19-21 in the Message Bible says, it is obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. Repetitive, loveless, cheap sex, a stinking accumulation of mental and emotional garbage, frenzied and joyless grabs for happiness, trinket gods, magic show religion, paranoid loneliness, cutthroat competition, all-consuming yet never satisfied wants, a brutal temper, and impotence to love and to be loved, divided homes and divided lives, small-minded and lopsided pursuits, the vicious habit of depersonalizing everyone into a rival, uncontrolled and uncontrollable addictions, ugly parodies of community. I could go on. Wow. This isn't the first time I have warned you, you know. If you use your freedom this way, you will not inherit God's kingdom.
That is very plain spoken.
It really is. Garbage has to be dealt with in the area where it's previously existed. It just needs to be cleaned up. And I mean, Ephesians 4:23-24, yeah, says it very well. Ephesians 4:23-24 in the Message Bible. Get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you.
You know, honey, when I first started writing the outline of the 7 points for this teaching, we've done 4.
Wow.
And when I got to the point that I'd finished writing number 4, the Lord said to me, that's enough.
Wow.
That's enough. Empty. So there is no 5, 6, and 7, but you need to focus on this teaching, particularly the acronym for garbage. I think that's particularly powerful, because that deals and exposes mental and spiritual garbage for what it really is.
It really is.
What causes it, and the scriptures to help you get rid of it in your lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.